It's just, as I say, the problems that are presented to us as a society are not scientific problems. They're ethical and moral and political questions. And the only way we have to deal with them legitimately is our system of democratic self-government. And so the folks we elect have got to be up to this, and have got to realize that it's not above their pay grade.
Do you think one party is pro-science, another party anti-science? This is another one of these stereotyping things that goes on.
Well, I don't. You know, I think if you, it's obviously hard to measure these things, but for example, in the last 8 years, under
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'd like to know what you're thinking, what you would like to talk about. But I thought I'd start out talking about what's going on financially. Certainly Mr. Paulson has been saying that he was going to save the other $350 billion of the original $700 billion he got, and it was given to him to actually buy up the mortgages so people could stay in their homes, to stop the deluge of home foreclosures that is largely responsible for this whole house of cards that's coming down. And that's what Henry Paulson promised to do until he got his greedy little hands on the money, and of course the stipulation there that he could do whatever he wanted to, and there could be no review and no court challenge and no congressional review of what he did. He was given $700 billion to buy up the home mortgages, and you know what he did? He changed his mind, and he decided he wanted to give the money to his friends on Wall Street. He called in the leaders of nine banks and simply offered to lend them at low interest rates about $125 billion. Now, do you have any idea how much $125 billion is? Well, I mean, it's a figure that's almost impossible to understand. The automobile companies were only asking for $25 billion to tide them over for all three of the automobile companies. Now they're finding, because Congress more open to their request, and they may ask for more money. Everybody asks for more money. But, I mean, suddenly the automotive industry only needed $25 billion to get through this bad time. But Henry gave his friends, and believe me, he is friends with all of these people on Wall Street. He was part of Wall Street. He earned $800 million, and yet that's what estimated his personal fortune is at this time. And Henry Paulson has a lot of friends on Wall Street. He was well rewarded for his treachery working at Goldman Sachs. He was there when they were bundling the defective CDOs, and they had to know what was going to happen with them. You don't sell homes and property or automobiles to people who can't pay for them. And, of course, poor people were encouraged to buy homes they couldn't afford. And then, of course, they were given these adjustable rate mortgages. So for a 2.8% mortgage, why, you could move into this beautiful home, the home of your dreams. And you were told, well, probably as time goes by, why, the house is going to continue increasing in value, and you're going to make money whether you say it or not. I mean, the prices are going up, and they're going up and going up. Why not go ahead and buy the home you can't afford? And an awful lot of people did. And then 3 years or 5 years down the line, when the adjustable rate mortgage adjusted, and they always adjust upward, the people who were on limited incomes couldn't afford the homes and lost them. And then, of course, this cascade of of home foreclosures followed, which brought us to where we are today. But the real cause, of course, is the derivatives, which Goldman Sachs, Mr. Paulson, worked for Goldman Sachs, created. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're just talking about derivatives, and most people really don't understand what derivatives are. Derivatives are insurance policies. They are an insurance policy that secures the value of a purchase. In other words, let's imagine that I went out and I bought a bond that was worth $100,000, and even though it was a AAA rated bond, there's always a possibility that some shyster has misrated that bond. How can I be sure I'm going to get my money out of it? Well, you can be absolutely certain, because you can buy a derivative contract maybe for $3,000 or $4,000. It'll guarantee that the bond will perform, that you'll get your monthly payments, and that when the bond expires, you'll get your money back, and you may be getting 6 or 8%, a year on that bond, and it's only going to cost you $4,000 for a 10-year derivative. Why not take that? After all, the derivative insures your purchase and the value of your purchase, and an awful lot of people did that, but they didn't understand that in 2004, Henry Paulson had led a contingent of bankers to Washington, D.C. to lobby the Securities and Exchange Commission and convinced them that banks really didn't have to maintain any reserves. Banks would act responsibly. There was nothing to worry about. You didn't have to require anything behind an insurance policy. Would you buy an insurance policy that if the insurance company didn't have any money, if all the money that the insurance company had made had been bundled up and given to the executives of the insurance company? We have regulations. They can't get away with it. But in this instance, why, Henry Paulson and his friends convinced the SEC, and I'm sure there were a lot of bribes and all the things that usually go along with this, or if it's not a direct bribe, why, of course, if you're a good boy, you'll get a job working for Goldman Sachs or Merrill Lynch or Lehman Brothers or one of the other companies when you retire. And so whether money changed hands, I have no idea. But why would logical bureaucrats allow the major banks to write insurance policies and insurance companies like AIG to write insurance policies without any money behind them? It doesn't make sense. But that's what happened in 2004, and that's why Henry Paulson was so well rewarded, and why, of course, he was sent to Washington, D.C. to become Secretary of the Treasury by the financial elite to transfer the wealth of the American people to the financial elite. And that's just what's going on today. And if you know what's really going on behind the scenes, you would be infuriated. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly it's Open Line Wednesday, and we look forward to your calls. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I was explaining what derivatives are, because, of course, the real problem is the derivative market, and most people have no idea what a derivative is. It is simply an insurance policy that is written to ensure the value of a financial vehicle. And basically, they're unfunded insurance policies, and they insure things like collateralized debt obligations. Those are bundled home loans. In fact, Goldman Sachs, that Henry Paulson worked for, bundled up, I don't know how many thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of collateralized debt obligations, but they were faulty debt obligations. They were based upon credit cards, which people default on. They were based upon homes, with about 20% of the subprime home mortgages have gone into default. They were based upon automotive loans and student loans. A lot of student loans have gone bad. But they sold these as AAA-rated bonds to unsuspecting clients all over the world. In fact, the majority of these bonds were sold in Europe. And that's one reason Europe's in so much trouble today, because they bankrupted so many of the banks over there. The foundation of their reserves is gone, and this is why we've had to send several trillion dollars, or at least a trillion, $1.3 trillion to banks over in Europe to try to keep them from falling apart. Why? Because our banks sold them faulty loans, faulty bonds, and then, of course, the tremendous profits that were made by Goldman Sachs and Merrill Lynch and AIG, and these people were pulling down a multi-million dollar, and suddenly even the hedge funds, multi-billion dollar yearly contracts. And you say, $1 billion? Yes, some of the people in the hedge funds were making over $1 billion a year based upon all the money they were working, they were making with their investments and their highly leveraged investments. And, of course, people don't understand that banks make money out of nothing. But they are limited in the amount of leveraging they can do. And ordinarily it would be, well, we'd like to say 10 to 1. I think it's a little less than that for a commercial bank. But you have to have $1 in deposit for every $10 you lend out. In other words, you have to hold back reserves in case all the people come and they want their money back that's been deposited in a savings account or a CD or whatever it would be. In case people want their money immediately, you've got to have reserves. So a commercial bank, a regular bank, can't lend out more than, say, 8 to 10 times what the reserves are. You have to have money on reserve, but it's only a fraction of what you actually produce in the way of loans. However, back in 1999, it was an organized effort to repeal something known as the Glass-Steagall Act, which had been passed back during the Depression, to try to stop what had happened at that time, and that is that banks were not lending out 6 or 8 or 10 times their reserves. They were lending out 50 or 100 times their reserves. And that's what the Glass-Steagall Act did, basically. It just said that the investment banks of that era were involved in the stock market. They were selling stock and highly leveraged stock. And when, of course, the whole house of cards came tumbling down in 1929 and the early years of the 1930s, the whole economic system collapsed, because a fiat money system is based upon debt, and you remove the debt, you remove the basic foundation to the of reserves. Suddenly, you lose that $1, which is behind the $10 that's been lent out, and then, of course, the whole $10 debt simply crumbles, and this is what they wanted to prevent. Well, back in 1999, the investment banks wanted to have the good times roll again, and I suspect that they were working on a timetable, and they wanted to topple the whole house of cards all over again. And so now the investment banks could do whatever they wanted to, and they could leverage a 40 to 1, 50 to 1, 80 to 1. They could leverage just about, the sky's the limit. And it's great, of course, when you're going up and making money, but what happens if the market turns against you and you're leveraged 80 to 1? And then, of course, the banks were able then to begin selling stocks again and encouraging people to get into the stock market with tremendous leverage. And as a result of that, of course, we see the collapse that's going on today. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and it's open lines. You don't have to talk about the economy. You can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, whatever interests you. Well, let's go to Steve, who's calling from Illinois. Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you, my friend. Say, what we have here is nothing more or nothing less than legalized theft gigantic proportions. And there were certain tests run by the American people when there was no public outcry with these run-throughs where Cheney got with the oil companies and that in their private sessions, and they let all these monolith companies that we can't let fail at any cost, as they say, write all the rules and regulations. Why, the deal was done. And then you had your gerrymandering, where the Republicans are put in for life because they've all given their districts, and the Democrats went along with it, and they got their voting districts, so they're in there for life. And I think they're kowtowing to our friend there in the Middle East, And it's going to be our downfall. I mean, it already is our downfall. I wondered aloud a few years ago, about 20 years ago, I thought, why are they trying to take this country down? I realize now they want to take it over. This is the breadbasket of the world if run properly. And I think that's what's going to take place. And they're not happy with just being part of. They want to master it.
Now, I think they have to understand, Steve, that nothing is as it appears to be. And certainly if we can come up with superficial explanations, but unless we understand their powerful spiritual forces behind what's going on. And if you read their publications, and that'll be the subject of my December newsletter, they have been planning this for a long time. And they, in their publications, which you can get on the Internet, they will tell you that the financial collapse is coming, and this is going to be used to bring about a world government. The Rudyard people who are subject to demonic forces. And until you understand that there is a supernatural element behind what's going on today, nothing really makes sense. Because sure, it is illogical for anybody to want to destroy our nation, and yet some of the people at the highest levels of our government are going along with that because their loyalty is not to the United States, but to this dream, this age-old dream going back to the time of Nimrod, to create sure, a one-world government, a one-world religion, and, of course, with a one-world leader.
One-world government, to them, translates for us heaven on earth for them. And, you know, it's for greed, and greed is not a necessity, a need. It's just this sickness that they have, and I'm just appalled that this is going on, and I can't believe people are this absolute soulless that they have to have this. It just, if this doesn't bring Christ Almighty back for a second appearance, I don't know what will, because this is what happened way back when. And
I think everything is really in place. In fact, have you seen this great set of DVDs we have by Pastor Billy Crone called The Final Countdown? As he just goes over the prophecies in the Bible and then compares them with what's going on today. If you haven't seen them, I recommend them. They are excellent, and they're an excellent teaching tool to help us explain to others what's going on, because we can. People are going to begin to listen as they begin to lose their homes and their jobs, and suddenly there are food shortages and there are riots in our cities and chaos in our streets. And at that point, they're going to begin to listen, and hopefully they'll begin to understand the spiritual element of what's going on. Hey, anything else you want to say? Because we've got Susan calling.
In closing, just pray for the good in this world, and get close to your God. And I mean right away and sincerely, because it's going to take a monolith effort on the good of this world to get over this evil if we are to triumph. And I wish you well, Dr. Stan. It's wonderful talking with you.
God bless. Thanks so much for calling. That was Steve calling from Illinois. And let's go to Susan, who's calling from Omaha. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But if you're out there, give us a call. You don't have to talk on, well, you can talk about whatever you want to. That's what open lines are all about. And right now we have Susan calling from Omaha. Susan, how are you hearing us there in Omaha?
Actually, quite well, quite clearly.
I mean, you're hearing it on shortwave or internet or what?
Shortwave.
Okay, fine. Go right ahead.
So I heard what you said about the derivatives, and I'm a PhD economist. I worked on Wall Street for many years, and now I do independent research. And you exactly described this correctly, that these derivatives, in particular the credit default swaps, are like a little insurance contract that you buy when you have a bond, and if the bond defaults, the contract pays off.
And I think it's so important. People have to get to the fundamentals, and I'm so glad you reiterated what I'd said, because it took me a long time to figure it out, too. I'm coming from a medical point of view, not a financial one. You actually worked within the financial institutions?
Yes. I used to work started out at the Federal Reserve Bank, and then I worked at the stock exchanges, and then I was in clearing and settlement.
I see. What are you doing now?
independent research in economics and finance.
All right, fine. Well, I hope while you maybe you can just share a little something with us. You sort of hang on there. And, what do you see happening, Susan? Certainly, Henry Paulson seems to be discouraged. He's asking for that other half of his $350 billion he promised to save for his successor. But Henry Paulson doesn't seem to be very encouraged the way things are going. In fact, I think that everybody realizes that we're just on the edge of a terrible financial precipice. So I'd really like to get your thoughts, and we're going to be back here in just a moment. At Radio Liberty, our telephone, and you hang on there, Susan.
Okay.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Susan calling from Omaha, and Susan is doing financial research. Susan, you got any hot tips on the stock market?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, Call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com.
Contracts written on that. They're playing loose with this whole system. And some people make an awful lot of money if those the bonds go into default, if they're not paid, if people lose their homes. There's a financial benefit for people within the financial markets, and most people don't understand why Henry Paulson hasn't done what's logical. But I think his friends are making an awful lot of money on this, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And one key thing that you've said is that there's more than just the finances here, because economics is really about human action.
Right.
It's about how people behave. And so it's not just the way the dollars are going, the way the economy's going. It's the way people are behaving that makes this so.
I mean, God bless, and thanks very much, and I'm looking forward to getting your material, Susan.
I'll send it to you tomorrow. Thank you very much for letting me speak. Thank you.
God bless, and let's go to Carson, or Carlos from Carson, California. Hi, Carlos. How are you doing?
Very good, Dr. Stan. Very good. It's just concern over what's happening in Mexico. It's getting very, very scary. The crime waves over the weekend in Tijuana, 46 people were killed.
Well, I think we're going to see the same thing here in America. I really believe we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis, and that is why they brought this brigade home from Iraq and training them to control the population. I think we're going to be moving into a military state here. And the people have to understand that none of this is happening by accident. They know exactly what they're doing. But of course, when food's hard to get, we've got one, I think it's one person out of every 12 here in the state of California is unemployed. Three or four out of every 12 people are unemployed. We're going to be in real trouble. Anything else, Carlos?
Well, yes. In essence, the whole thing is designed to pave the way for a police state. In Mexico now, for instance, in the city of Juarez, due to all the crime waves, there's really which you would call an undeclared martial law, because the people are afraid to go out on the streets. And by 8 p.m. in the evening, there's nobody out there anymore. Tourism is dead. The Tijuana and Juarez are dying economically. So in essence, there's already a martial law there, which is, you know, a precursor to a police state. And then you got Condoleezza Rice over there pushing the Plan Mexico, which is supposed to give $500 million from the United States to Mexico for military equipment, training, and so on, to fight so-called crime. And you know that that's not going to work, just like Plan Colombia never worked.
Right. But, of course, you would think after something didn't work time after time after time, they might reevaluate what they're doing, but they don't. They continue it. And I think that there will be certainly martial law in Mexico. There may well be martial law here for long either, Carlos. And our job is to get out and tell people exactly what's happening and why. And that's why you want to get your friends listening to Radio Liberty. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, they do, Dr. Stan, and you got a great program here. And no, I'm just I just wanted to say how that what's happening in Mexico is going to affect us, because we're going to have more illegal immigration, and then you're going to have these regional partnerships to foster cooperation for security purposes, which are just a stepping stone for world government.
You're absolutely right. That's what it's all about, the common denominator. God bless you, Carlos.
Yes.
Good to hear from
you. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
And let's go to Ron calling from Arkansas and tell our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Ron. How are things going there in Arkansas?
Just fine. I wanted to get your opinion on something that I've never heard talked about. There's a lot of talk about the Amaro coming in, and I've heard, probably since Y2K days, but especially in the last year or so, I've heard, you know, many different survival type, financial type people say you should have, you know, your food and your water and da-da-da, but you should also have in a 30, 60, 90 days, I've even heard 6 to 8 months worth of cash on hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wondered, but I've never heard anybody speculate on what's going to happen if you do have, say, 6, 8 months of cash on hand, and then they all of a sudden say, well, today we're having the Amaro. I wonder if you're going to lose that, if they're going to use that to flush out people with holding cash, or whether you just go down and trade them in.
Well, of course, but then how much value will they have? We could have an inflationary spiral, and the value of that cash should be wiped out overnight. So there's no absolute safety in anything we do. You should have some cash, but I would not have, you know, that much cash on hand, because we don't know what's going to happen to it. I could suggest other things, though. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Ron from Arkansas calling. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And Ron is asking about keeping a large quantity of cash on hand, and I think you should have some cash on hand. Maybe a few $1,000s in case there were a problem. But also, of course, eventually the value of that money is going to be worthless. So don't keep a lot of it on hand, because the dollar is going to collapse, of course, when the whole economy begins to collapse. And right now the dollar is doing pretty well. But I wouldn't count on that. I would think of alternatives, other things of intrinsic value that you could trade or utilize if things collapse. Have some money on hand, but I would not have a great deal. Okay, anything else?
Well, no, that was basically it. I just had never heard anyone even approach the subject, just what exactly would happen on the day that they bring it in. You know, would they say, you know, you bring $10, we'll give you 10 Amaros, or...
Well, first of all, there's a lot of misinformation out there about the Amaro, and because they have may have seen the YouTube, that there's some fellow holding an Amaro, and he shows it to you, and it looks like a real coin, but it's not a real coin. It's been stamped out by a private mint. It's not stamped out by Mexico or the United States, so they're focusing our attention on that. I really think, and I do not know, we may go through the Amaro eventually, or we may actually go directly to a global currency. And, of course, suddenly when the elite in the Council on Foreign Relations are writing articles about a global currency, and, of course, backed by gold and privately issued, not issued by governments, but issued privately, I think that that may be what they're going to do. But we're just going to have to wait and see. I don't think that... Other than the elite who really run the world, nobody knows what they're really up to. But I will tell you that they've got some nefarious plans for us, and I think there's going to be some terrible things happening here. And they're hoping, of course, out of the chaos that's going to come upon this nation, that people will readily surrender their freedom and, of course, be willing to go into this one-world government, this one-world dictatorship. After all, it'll be better than chaos in the streets, wouldn't it, or would it? Anything else, Ron?
No, that's probably it. Thank you.
All right. God bless. And, of course, that was Ron calling from Arkansas. And we're going to go to Mark, who's calling from Florence, Oregon. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Once again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY in nationwide, and here in California, 464-8295, and we'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Mark on the line from Florence, Oregon. And once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Mark, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, Dr. Stan, I have done better, I have to admit to you. But it gets a little better when I speak with another kindred spirit like yourself.
Well, I look forward to your calls.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, you've made a few remarks tonight throughout the program over the last 45 minutes or so that I get the impression you feel it's pretty much a foregone conclusion, in your mind at least, that this country is heading for... social chaos and rioting in the streets.
I think that's what's going to happen. And Mark, there are two things. We can sit around and wring our hands and say, isn't it terrible? Or we can raise our hands to the Lord and say, hallelujah, because now people are going to begin to listen. Now people are going to begin to look for the cause behind it. In fact, I talked to a gentleman just today in Colorado who told me that, you know, he's been trying for a long time to tell people what's going on, and nobody there in Colorado, at his part of Colorado, wanted to hear until recently. And now people are beginning to listen because they're looking for answers. And that's why what you and I do is so vitally important, to reach as many people as we can in the time we have and inform them. And I believe people are going to, first of all, understand what's going on. Hopefully, they're going to turn back to the Lord. They're going to realize the spiritual nature of the battle. They're going to redevelop a fear of God, the fear of God that was here when we had our first your great awakening back in the 1730s, and under the guide of, you know, under the direction of Jonathan Edwards and John Wesley. And with that, of course, if we did have a rebirth of belief in God and people of this country turned back, it could be the same thing that happened in America at that time, same thing that happened in Nineveh, you know, when Jonah went there. That's our hope and prayer. So I look forward to what lies ahead. Certainly it's going to be frightening. It's going to be difficult. We may lose our material possessions, but the most important thing, what a wonderful time to testify for our Lord.
Well, Dr. Stan, you know, as far as the mass of the people go in this country, the social engineering has really taken a toll on people over the years relative to their awareness of the powers and the machinations of the powers behind the scenes of politics and the economy and the social engineering. The social engineering has put people to sleep to a degree, whereas in a time frame where they would wake up in time in order to be able to reverse the trend once the people actually overcame the social engineering through the fear that they felt, because now the Illuminati is out from behind the scenes, and this economic activity that they've just pulled off is a really good example of the fact that they feel that they're in enough of a power position to where they're not even hiding it from the people anymore. They fear no retribution. They have, through time and through putting the people to sleep through various means of social engineering, they have gained enough of a lead, in my opinion. Now, Dr. Stan, this is only my opinion, but I feel it to be fairly educated and truly heartfelt. And I'd be the last, or one of the last, that would want to give up. But I am not having an easy time at all being able to even begin to come up with the means which it would take, even at this point in time, when we have a Congress which is sold out to the Illuminati, and the president, which is sold out to the Illuminati, as well as a judicial branch on the federal level at the Supreme Court, which is sold out. And they have it locked up in Washington, D.C., relative to any type of solution with the people, even if they were able to come together en masse and demand. Now we have helicopters standing by in major cities and medium-sized cities, which can spray various things on the whole population in any given populated area, in case there is any social unrest. Now we also have 20,000 troops, as announced by Secretary of Defense Gates several days ago, which are going to be stationed in all large and medium-sized cities, and even smaller than that, throughout the country here, and imminently. So I just think overall, Dr. Stan, and I'm sure you're aware of the times, but I think it's very important for people to really be aware of where we're at and not to discount the lateness of the hour, because I've just been feeling very sad lately.
But you see what, Mark, sadness is infectious, and the last thing we want is for everybody to be depressed and, oh, there's nothing we can do. I think that this is the most exciting time I have ever lived in. I've been at this for 46 years, 46 long years. I've been battling this battle. I'm more optimistic than I've ever been, because this is the time people are going to listen, and we have a voice, and what we need to do is reach people out there. And I talked to a woman just this evening. In fact, I was on her program, and I've read her articles on News with Views for a long time, and a very intelligent, very articulate woman, but she always poo-pooed conspiracies. until she talked to me off the air tonight. She said there's got to be a conspiracy. And we talked, you know, for an hour on her program to her audience about these groups that work behind the scenes. We don't have the ultimate conspiracy. It's a conspiracy against God, which is behind all of this. These powerful and wealthy people have an agenda, and they want to bring about a world government. But I believe there's still an awful lot of good people out there. You know, one of my favorite stories is the story of Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas was a dedicated Marxist socialist till he spent one weekend with Thomas Sowell. And in one weekend, Thomas Sowell actually explained to him what was wrong with socialism. And Clarence Thomas became, I think, the finest conservative on the Supreme Court today. I know from my own experience going up to the local university campus there and talking to very, very hostile students, 20 or 30 in the class, dedicated to socialism. And in an hour, I could turn them around. In fact, that's why I don't get invited up to university anymore. They don't want anybody there who can convince the students of what's going on. So don't despair. We've got so many great things going for us, and we are in God's side. Perhaps God is going to intervene and help. That has to be our prayer. That has to be our hope.
Well, Dr. Stan, I would just finish up by one thing that had occurred to me during your program while you were speaking tonight. And you're familiar, very well familiar, I believe, with Dmitry Dudeman.
Yes, sir.
I don't think his name gets mentioned enough relative to his prophecies and his life experience and how he was led into the actual prophetic role that he played as far as being a channel from God to give us a vision of what the future for America held. And I was always struck by the fact that George Washington wrote in his memoirs essentially the same vision that he was given by an angel in his lifetime, and it's a destruction of America. And, you know, we have aborted somewhere between 50 and 70 million babies ever since 1974 or so. And homosexuality in this country is on the trend of becoming a full, bona fide, legitimate status as far as a legal status goes, right up to actual marriage being, you know, legal between two men or two women. And this is also an abomination to God. And between the abortion and the homosexuality in this country, we have to come under judgment. And I look at the visions of George Washington, the vision that he had, and Dmitry Dudeman, and Henry Groover, and Al Cuffett, more late modern-day prophets, and they're all the same. It's the destruction of this country. And the only thing that's going to prevent it, Dr. Stan, is I would imagine you're well aware is that this country repents, but repenting is not just saying that we're sorry. Repenting is actually stopping the sin.
You're absolutely right. But yes, the only thing that's going to do that is to reach the people with the truth, and if God wants to intervene, he's going to intervene. So well, that's what we have to hope and pray for, but we can't sit on the side and just wring our hands. We've got to be out there on the front lines, explain to people what's going on, not only politically and economically, but also spiritually. And once people begin to be able to put the spiritual component of what's happening as far as our political system is concerned and what's happening as far as the financial system is concerned, once they begin to realize that there really is a supernatural dimension and it's been here all along and they've been lied to, I just hope and pray they're going to wake up. I can't do any more than I'm doing now.
Absolutely.
And you can't
not
do any more, but we have to be out there on the front lines, because whether we succeed or whether we fail, we're going to touch the lives of people, and hopefully at least more and more people will be coming into the kingdom. So our telephone
right,
number
Doctor.
Again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there and you have a question, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Not Mark. At all. Dr. Stan, I agree with everything you just said over the last 30 seconds or so. It really comes down to the bottom line of it, I believe, is to what God hopes to get out of this, so to speak. What scenario or conditions he would like to see arise out of this, and that would be the salvation of souls. And I've always had that view for as long as I can remember, that possibly once evil becomes so prevalent and takes the pretty mask off and people see the destruction and the death and the chaos that it is will wreak, that they would actually understand that there are spiritual forces behind, you know, sandwiched in between with information being informed about the actual secret societies and the Luciferian doctrine and all the abundance of evidence that there is, that there are evil forces which govern in the affairs of men.
Amen.
And that once they saw the actual proof of the evil and could believe that there were evil forces, that it wouldn't be nearly as much of a jump in faith to actually believe on God.
Amen.
So,
amen to that. I think you're absolutely right. And, yeah. And of course, you know, if you're dealing with a Christian, and of course they scoff at the idea of a conspiracy, just tell them to get out their Strong's Concordance and look up the word conspiracy. It is used repeatedly in the King James Version of the Bible. And if the word's good enough for God, why, it's good enough for me. There is a conspiracy. There is a conspiracy against God. And that's really what's behind everything going on. Hey, we're out of time, but Mark, thank
God
you so much
Dr.
for calling.
And you're most welcome. Thank you, sir.
God bless, and thanks for calling. Let's go to Al, calling from Kelseyville up there by Clear Lake. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And how are you doing tonight, Al?
I'm doing just fine, Dr. Stan, and yourself?
No complaints.
Good, good.
How's the weather up there in Clear Lake?
Actually, it's a little cool, but it's clear, and today was about a good, crisp, sunny 62 degrees.
Okay, fine.
I listened to your last caller, and I must say I pretty much agree. Dr. Stan, I think there's a factor that needs to be considered, and that is, where are we in God's timetable? As you know from my book, I say we get to a point where, and I believe that we are there now, and I'll use two examples. We've kicked God out of everything with the exception of the family unit, which is in the Supreme Court right now, and we will see. But if we kick God out of the family, then we have divorced ourselves from him completely. The last caller said, you know, along with repentance is turning away. This country, Dr. Stan, is on a downhill stroll, and I personally cannot see us repenting, turning from our sins, and seeking him with all our heart. Once we kick him out of the family, then I believe, and according to Scripture, and I could give two, Romans, where he says this specifically, the homosexual issue, he says, so therefore he turned them over to a depraved mind. In other words, he let them go. He backed away and let them go off into depravity. And then also, 2 Thessalonians, he says clearly, because they loved the lie and hated the truth, that he allowed them to believe or be deceived by the lie. Now, as you know, I wrote a book about this. So
called The Master Plan. In fact, we carried that book. Do you still have copies?
Oh, yes, I do.
All right, fine. Well,
But the thing is this. The thing is we don't stop by no means. And you, boy, I have to commend you without a doubt. You do an excellent job. Like I said, that time you were ill, Dr. Stan, I missed you dearly. So we have to continue. But what is our message? Our message is the Lord, and it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by the Spirit, says the Lord. We're not going to do this with guns, we're not going to do this with the same ammunition as the enemy. We're going to do it because we're so close to Jesus that we are literally going to be vessels that he lives in and they could use. And that is the only way we're going to be a light, a witness, and a testimony for the Lord. And this, I think, is the call of the day, that we need to get so close to Jesus that they cannot, and I say they, meaning the enemy, cannot see or detect the difference between the two. We will be truly and entirely led by the Lord. When he says go right, we go right. When he says go left, we go left. I want one more thing to say, Dr. Stan. There's two scriptures. One says this, if you can't run with footmen, how can you run with the horses? If you can't run in the thickets by the Jordan, in the smooth country, how are you going to run in the thickets by the Jordan? We're now in the smooth country. We're now running with men, but we will soon be running with horses. And I think we need to mentally, spiritually, and materially get prepared for that. That's all I want to say, Dr. Stan. Again, God bless you. I don't know. Like I said, God has truly blessed you with a ministry that is touched and reached out to so many. And I, like I said, you are truly a blessing to me, and God bless you.
God bless, and thanks very much, Al. And yes, that was Al. Actually, I'll give his name because he wrote a book. It's called The Master Plan, and this is Al Duncan. And I helped him get it published, and so I got half the books, and he got the other half. And of course, we still have them here. It's not an inexpensive book. I shouldn't say it is an inexpensive book, but it is a fictional portrayal of what happens, we move into this tyranny that I fear may be well lie ahead. But it is an inspirational book. It really is. And it's never got the play that it should have. But I will tell you, the first time I read it, and I was actually went down to Charleston to a meeting, and I'd taken the original draft. I didn't have the book. I just had the draft. And I got into the book, and suddenly it ended, right in the middle of a very exciting part. Because Al had only given me part of the manuscript, and so I got the rest of it, and I couldn't put it down. It was that gripping a book. The Master Plan, I recommend to you, well written and with a wonderful message for times like this. And I do believe, of course, that there are a few books out there that will give you hope and certainly give you inspiration. I believe Al Duncan's book, The Master Plan, I believe a book written by Taylor Caldwell called The Devil's Advocate. We recommend both of them. We don't carry The Devil's Advocate. We do carry Al's book. It's called The Master Plan. If you'd like to know more about it, our number 1-800-544-8927. A book that'll give you hope in, well, when times seem hopeless. And that's what we need at this time, are things to encourage us. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we always enjoy our open lines. And if anybody's here on the mid-central coast of California, I'd like to call us at 464.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights.
Family and supporters and getting our monthly tapes or our CDs, and we have to set out four a month to the people who support our programs, and then of course you can subscribe to our newsletter. Of course, if you join the Tape of the Month Club, you get the newsletter, and incidentally, if you're getting it by mail, it would be much more economical for us and save money. If you take it by email, we'd be glad to send it to you by email, and we're trying to get as many people as we can to take the newsletter by email. We'll be glad to send it to you that way, and you'll get it a little bit earlier anyway. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you're already subscribing and you'd like to get it by email. Otherwise, why, we'll continue sending it by snail mail, and you'll get it as soon as the post office gets around to delivering it. But anyway, if you'd like to help us in any way, why, give us a call. And then, of course, I want you to know we have the CDs of the talks that were given at the October 26th conference, and that was Dr. Blaylock talking on vaccines, Pat Wood from the August Review talking on the Trilateral Commission and how they elected Barack Obama, and then, of course, Joanna Michelson talking about her experiences as a medium and dealing in the supernatural. And then, of course, my talk on the oil deception and of course, Michael Shaw's talk on sustainable development and Agenda 21. So you can get those talks independently, or you can get them all together in a packet that certainly is a much reduced price. And then, of course, we encourage people to get Pastor Billy Crone's five CD sets, five in part one and five in part two. It's a DVD program in two parts called The Final Countdown. And it goes into what is happening from a prophetic point of view. And of course, so many things were prophesied thousands of years ago. And what is so amazing is they're coming to pass today. And if somebody doesn't really point them out to you, why, we gloss over so many of the things that are happening, but put into a prophetic, the figure it put into a prophetic, let's put it this way. Put it into it as Pastor Crone actually presents this. Why? It's really a very effective tool, not only for Christians but for non-Christians to see what's going on, because he uses a lot of video. I should say prophetic framework. And of course, prophecy is real, and we really recommend the Final Countdown, Part 1 and Part 2. Now, of course, we have some wonderful music. If you like something for Christmas, what do you give somebody who's got everything? What do you give them? Some of Newell Oler's CDs. They're inexpensive, and they're simply piano. And people say, who wants to hear piano? Well, I will tell you, when you hear Newell Oler, why, it'll change the way you feel. It's wonderful, restful music. I first heard it when I went into a store, a novelty store, and in the background I heard this music. I think it was down in Solvang in Southern California. And I asked the woman, what is that music? And she sold us one of the CDs, and we enjoyed it so much. We eventually got all of them, and then we went down to Texas, and we visited with Newell Oler, and we actually play these CDs on our radio station, because it's wonderful, restful music. and we recommend it to you. That's something you can get for somebody who's got everything. And then, of course, we have what about a shortwave radio? We carry a Samsung, good quality shortwave radio, which we think is well worthwhile having. And everybody should have a good shortwave radio at times like this. Can be used either on AC or DC current, or operate simply off of batteries, or operate off in. And certainly, we recommend people have shortwave because that's a means of communicating and keeping in touch if things turn bad. At least, hopefully, we'll still have access to shortwave. And we're going to be back here in just a moment. Please pray for America. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I'm coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and of course, for the next hour, they're going to be those views of our good friend Ron Brown, who was a guest here about 2 years ago at our annual conference. And certainly, Ron, we're going to have that DVD out very, very shortly. We should be out very about now. But anyway, Ron certainly sells gold and silver, but he's also just a pleasure to talk to, and he's right on the front lines of what's going on economically. And ladies and gentlemen, certainly gold and silver is not going to save us, but we have to look after ourselves, and in this very real battle, we need to be able to look after ourselves so we can help others. And I believe that it's important that you do something to preserve the wealth you've worked your whole life for, because there's an organized effort to destroy the wealth of the American people, to destroy the value of our currency. And, of course, you do that by inflation. You debauch the currency. And ordinarily, unless you listen to Radio Liberty or similar programs, not one person in a million will have any idea what's going on out there. Ron Brown, how are you doing tonight?
Just fine, Dr. Stan.
Well, tell me what's going on from your point of view.
Well, you know, the whole financial system of the world is unraveling. I think they orchestrated it and pulled the plug on the hedge funds and different things. You know, they inflate the currency and then they pull the plug on it, and the people aren't aware of what's going on get wiped out. Just look at what's happened to people in their pension plans and their stocks, and anyone that's been leveraged in these markets is getting, you know, their head handed to them on a platter. So right now what you have is massive deflationary momentum. Someone quoted the BIS as saying the derivative bubble is in excess of $1 quadrillion. And by definition, a derivative is a leveraged bet. So when you get an unraveling of a debt structure that massive, that's like a gigantic snowball coming down the hill. And I'm not sure printing $7 to $10 trillion is going to stop it. I think they're going to have to print a heck of a lot more than that. And that's exactly what they're doing, of course, to stem the tide, and then that'll send us right back into hyperinflation. So it's just boom or bust, and the people that are pulling the strings know when they're going to create the boom, and they know when they're going to create the bust, so it gives them a certain advantage.
Well, I think it was really so interesting is when you understand the derivative concept, you take two opposite sides. One person wins and the other person loses. And of course, somebody is winning and making an awful lot of money. But, of course, because some people are losing, what is Henry Paulson doing? Well, he's transferring tremendous sums of money to his friends in the Wall Street banks. He's trying to bail out Wall Street, but he doesn't care about the common people. He hasn't tried to save the people, the homes of the people who are being thrown out of their homes, having to live in tent cities. Tent cities are beginning to spring up across America, and more people are becoming impoverished. And the rich are getting richer, and the poor are getting poorer. And what's Henry Paulson doing and Ben Bernanke? They're transferring literally trillions of dollars, and I'm talking that T-trillion, terrible Tom, trillions of dollars to their friends on Wall Street, the same people who put them in positions of power in Washington, D.C. And why were they put there? Why, to supervise the transfer of the wealth of the American people to a very small clique of what I think are very evil men. And we're going to be back here in just a moment with Ron Brown. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, right here in the Central Coast of California. Well, Ron, you know, it's very interesting. I had a very knowledgeable, gentleman today on who's a talks a great deal. He has his own television program. He has offices, stockbrokers' offices all across America. And everything he says about what's happening and how you should invest, I would agree with. He tells people to get out of the dollar. He tells people the dollar is going to collapse. He tells people anything they have in dollars is in jeopardy. And but then, of course, when a couple of callers called in and suggested, as you did, that this is all contrived, that this has been done on purpose, why he poo-pooed that. You know, it just couldn't be that way. I was proud of our callers who called in at that time and certainly took him to task. I did not want to have my program turn into a free-for-all. I like to protect my guests, give them an opportunity to say what they believe, and then just leave it at that, because I tend to agree with the callers and not with my guests, because I agree with you. I think this whole thing is contrived. I think they're on a timetable. And we're hurrying towards the destruction of our economy and our monetary system. So what are you hearing as you put your ear to the ground? What are your people? What are your customers telling you?
Well, my customers are a lot of them are near panic because they're seeing their pension plans being wiped out. I talked to a lady today, for example, whose pension, her 401k, lost 50% last month. And, you know, you start taking losses like that, and I talk to people all the time that have lost 60, 70, 80% in their pension plans. And, you know, a lot of people in their early 60s trying to get ready for retirement. They've been working a lifetime to build this nest egg, and then all of a sudden in the last 2 years, you know, they're either losing their job and their 401ks are getting wiped out. So all of a sudden what looked like a comfortable retirement is looking like desperation on how you're going to make ends meet. So it's sad to see it happen to so many people, but more and more people are calling me saying, I need to buy gold and silver and get out of all paper assets, all, you know, pension plans and 401ks and IRAs and so forth. So I think the flight in out of paper money into gold and silver is starting to accelerate, and it's about to hit a frenzy, especially overseas, I understand. One analyst I was listening to was saying there's a plane load of silver going into India every day of the year. So India is of course, they've always been a big purchaser of gold and silver, but apparently, especially in the Middle East, they're just buying gold and silver hand over fist, trying to get out before the dollar totally collapses.
Well, that's interesting, you know, because we're not hearing that, but hold on, we'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Ron Brown. Ron was saying that apparently a tremendous amount of silver is going into India today. India's always been a big purchaser of silver, but there's a, according to Ron, he's heard that there's a plane load of silver going into India every day. And, of course, the thing is that there's not that much silver out here, you know, for industrial use. Or ordinarily, of course, you would have a couple hundred million ounces of silver out there, but if once people start buying silver, once some of the big countries start buying gold, it's going to disappear very quickly. And of course, it's being held down artificially. The central banks are dumping gold into the market in an effort to keep, of course, its price from going up. Because of course, if the price is going down, why would you think it's going up? And of course, they're creating the perception, but they know that the only real storage of wealth is in gold and silver, and all the rest of this in currency. A currency is really not worth the money the paper's written on, unfortunately. And I think an awful lot of people are depending on paper, depending on their insurance policies, on their pensions, their stocks, their bonds, really are in for a rude awakening in the not-too-distant future. Well, my telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly as we see this unfolding, and Henry Paulson keeps pouring money out. Actually, in my latest newsletter, I simply covered the fact that as of the end of November, which is just really a couple of days ago, why Henry Paulson and Ben Bernanke had put out over $7.4 trillion, or pledged or given that amount of money, $7.4 trillion. And that didn't count the bailout there of Citigroup that occurred on, I think, the 26th of November, where, of course, they gave $20 billion more to a Citigroup. They'd already given them $25 billion, now they gave them another $20 billion, but they accepted responsibility for almost a quarter of a trillion dollars, about $250 billion of Citicorp's bad debt. And, of course, Citicorp's got a lot of bad debt. They had a lot of derivative contracts, these faulty loans that are out there, collateralized debt obligations and asset-backed securities and SIVs. And they held about $306 billion worth of that, and the United States government has now taken on the responsibility for 90% of that. So we're talking about maybe even close to a third of $1 trillion additional debt. We've just taken this on, in the very end of November, over and above that $7.4 trillion we had already pledged. How long can this keep going, and where's the money coming from, Ron?
It's coming from thin air, and of course, as they run the printing press to bail out everything that fails, then anyone that's holding dollars, especially overseas, is getting angrier, very angry at the U.S. because, in fact, if you think of it, Russia and the Arabs, we've driven the price of oil down. These bankers have manipulated from $150 a barrel to, below $50 a barrel. Plus, they own a lot of gold, so they're losing on all accounts, and so there's lots of stories and rumors that the Persian Gulf is going to start their own gold trading center to counter and offset what's going on in New York with this manipulation. And the first attack will be the squeeze play on the COMEX, where you have massive shorts being done by 2 to 4 banks in the gold market. And they own 70% of the shorts on the gold market. So what you're going to see and what you are seeing is talk of this happening in earnest right now, and that is a lot of players will come in and just take delivery or ask for delivery on their contracts. And, of course, the problem is the bankers who have shorted the silver are naked short. They don't have the gold to deliver. So I think you're going to see a squeeze play, whether it's in December or in the February contract. It's coming, and when it does, that's going to repudiate or discredit the COMEX and these New York commodity houses as a vehicle for price in silver and gold.
Well, I think people have to understand that these commodity houses are not supposed to allow people to to sell contracts on commodities that they don't have. They can't let their hands on, haven't got tied up, haven't leased. And, of course, the thing is that the way you make a lot of money is you sell something and you figure the price is going to drop and then you can buy it back. And so you go ahead and sell it and then you're going to pick it up cheaper. But what happens, of course, if the price turns, if everybody comes at one time to buy the gold that you don't have? And then, of course, that old adage, he who sells it what isn't his'n has to give it back or go to prison. Well, I don't think they're going to send to prison, but it would simply totally discredit the commodity markets, and people will realize that they're rigged, and then they'll begin increasing to lose confidence in the whole economic system. And that, of course, is what happens just before the whole system collapses. And this could be much closer than we think. This is the thing that concerns me.
Well, what I think the elitists don't quite totally understand, they think they're in total control. But see, the markets are a game of dynamics. For every action, there is a reaction. So what our bankers have been doing the last year or so is running the printing press to bail out the system to keep it from collapsing. We've kind of forced the rest of the world to go along and help us because we're the world's reserve currency and they own all these dollars. But by the same token, they're not very happy with us devaluing the currency we're going to repay them with, and with the manipulations of the markets. Russia and the Middle East get most of their income from oil. When you drop the price from $150 to $50, you destroy their income base, and you're seeing Dubai and places like that just freezing up, and they're having to stop all these building things. And so they're angry as hornets over there, and I think there's going to be an attack on the corruption in New York, and that's one way to do it is through this COMEX squeeze play we're talking about.
Well, of course, everybody says, how much everybody loves the United States, and because that is simply propaganda. It's not true. People throughout the world hate the United States because of our bullying techniques and trying to force other countries to do what we want. But, of course, when the bully gets wounded, why, of course, then there's the people are all circling ready to take advantage of them. And I really fear what's going to happen to this country as other countries say we're not going to lend you any more money, or the Arabs come over here and start pulling their money out of this country. In fact, one of the things I anticipate, sometime within the next year, at the most 2 years, are going to be exchange controls. So those Arabs who've invested here in the United States, and they've got literally, hundreds of billions of dollars, some of them close to $1 trillion. I think there's one fellow who has $800 billion, a very wealthy Arab over here. What happens, of course, when he wants to get his money out? He can't get his money out, and then they destroy the value of our currency, and they leave him with $800 billion of worthless paper with nothing behind it. These are the very real things that happen. Look and see what the program that your American State Department has installed in Zimbabwe, where the people there are impoverished. This was really a first world nation. It was a productive nation. There was no discrimination. The blacks were improving their position. They could vote. If they owned land, they could buy land. They could get a good education. And there was no apartheid in Rhodesia, and we set out to destroy that nation, and we installed a Marxist dictator over there who's running the printing presses now, and they have 40 million% a year inflation at the present time. And just a few months ago, it was 1 million% a year, and now it's up to 40 million% a year. This, of course, is all being financed with your tax money as we send humanitarian aid over there to feed the starving people, but not to feed the starving people, but to keep the Marxist thug in power. And if we'll do it to the Rhodesian people, why would anybody question that they wonder if they would do it to us? And I fear that similar things could happen in America. And behind, of course, the plans of the elite is God's judgment. And my fear is that God is going to bring his judgment on this country in terrible, terrible ways. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question for Ron Brown, who certainly is on the front lines of this battle. Ron, are gold and silver a little easier to get now? And what sort of premium are people having to pay when gold was down around about $750, $770 today?
The answer is yes and no. There's certain types of gold I can get without too big a delay. I can get 1 ounce gold Eagles, for example. They have some quarter ounce Maple Leafs that have come into the market. Silver is real tight. You can get a bag or two here and there. You can get the silver Eagles with a little delay, but they're running at about a 50-something percent premium. The bags are running at
50% premium. What a bag of silver cost?
About $9,200.
Yeah, no, Chris. What's the premium on that then?
That'd be around 35%.
35%. So they can say the prices are down, but it really doesn't matter what the price is. If you have to pay a premium, you have 35 to 50%. That's the real value, not the staged value of what's going on of the basic commodity. So, and you mean you're paying a 50%, on gold coins?
Well, not on gold coins, on the silver Eagles.
Oh, on the silver Eagles. What are you paying on gold coins?
If you wanted the little 10th-ounce gold eagle, you would be paying over a 30% premium.
What about 1 ounce?
1 ounce gold eagle, you'd probably be paying right at 12% premium over spot.
All right, fine. Well, I think it's important people understand what's going on so they can, of course, keep the price down temporarily. But eventually, of course, they can lose control. I think they're in the process of losing control. I think that they are scared to death that this thing's going to get out of hand. But what they fear most of all is the American people are going to understand that there's a cabal out there that manipulates the stock market, that manipulates the price of gold and silver. It's done it for a long period of time. And, of course, the ultimate goal is to impoverish us. We've got to wake the people up before that happens. Well, how is business? Is business holding up pretty well? In other words, are there a lot of people who are taking advantage of the...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. the Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Things like that, why there's not that much silver left. I mean, most of this has been dumped or used, or suddenly the massive billions of dollars, billions of ounces of silver that we had some years ago no longer exists. And I'm sure that's true. Of course, if the price of silver was allowed to go up, why, of course, the silver mines throughout the world could reopen again, and we could churn out the silver, and we could begin to tie our monetary system to gold and silver metals. And we have to, because we've certainly proven we cannot trust politicians, and we cannot trust the bankers to do what's right. So we have to have an anchor, and that was the advantage of gold. It was a system by which you could keep the monetary system honest. And I think even Bertrand Russell, who, of course, was not one of my heroes, but he actually recognized this, and he said, as imperfect as the system is, gold is still the best means to tie the monetary system to. It's like an anchor for a ship in a storm. You have to have an anchor for a ship. Well, they've removed the anchor from our ship of state, or from our monetary system, as it's about to be dashed up on the rocks and irretrievably destroyed. And people have to understand that you are witnessing the destruction of our monetary system, and with that, of course, the destruction of the stability of our society, because you can't have a stable society without having a stable monetary system. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Ron Brown, our guest here, of course, is right on the front lines of this. He's been selling gold and silver for what, 30, how many years?
30 years.
30 years. Oh, that's a good long time. And you must have got into that just before we had that debacle back there in 1979-1980.
I got in when silver was right at $5 an ounce and gold was at $192. And I remember I was a zealot because I had just gotten into what was going on in our country, and I was like the voice in the wilderness. Anyone who would listen to me, I was saying, you know, sell your house, buy gold and silver, and so forth. And, of course, a year later, silver went from $5 to $52 an ounce, and I was strutting around like a little peacock thinking, this is easy, you know. And, of course, they introduced me to hardball soon after when they collapsed the gold price, and it took me another 20-something years to get back to where I was making money at it. But it was very difficult hanging into that business for 15, 20 years while the stock market was booming and the real estate market was booming. Who needed gold or silver, you know? But I kind of stuck with it because I feel like it's my calling, and it's more like way to preach to people about what's happening to our country, you know, try to wake people up.
Well, you stop and think of it, though. I said, you know, back in the early 70s, why gold was at $35 an ounce, and now it's, of course, about, well over 20 times what it was there. There are not very many stocks that have done as well as gold have over this last 40 years.
That's true. That's true. And, you know, you see it happening more and more that all the paper assets are getting wiped out.
And even the people, you know, speculating in the gold and silver shares, they've just been clobbered. And of course, I have some myself, so I know that a lot of these good gold stocks and silver stocks are down 70, 80%. And some of the juniors, of course, are down 90, 95%. So it just shows you when the system is collapsing, then paper assets get destroyed.
Well, you know, I didn't feel so bad today. I interviewed Peter Schiff, who's a very, very smart stockbroker and, you know, certainly really one of the leading lights in explaining to people what's going on. But he was commenting that he bought a lot of gold stocks, you know, 8 years ago, and they're all down. So I thought to myself, well, I don't feel quite so bad, you know. I'm not an expert on these things, and I, you know, Sydney, the thought that there are a lot of things, uranium stocks, things like that, were going to go up, and instead they went the opposite direction. But this is an unusual time. The one thing I have learned, and I hope everybody in the listening audience will take out a pencil and paper and write down, and that is you never invest in a stock without a stop behind it. A stop means that when it reaches that point, it gets sold, and your emotions are not involved. You've made your decision. You say it's going to turn against me at this point. I'm getting out. And if you have a stop in there, why, of course, you're going to survive a lot better, because when things are moving and moving very quickly, your emotion and your pride get in the way. So take it from somebody who's made an awful lot of mistakes. Always use a stop. Stop loss order. We'll be back in just a moment. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening, Ron Brown, we're just talking about what's going on out across America as far as gold and silver is concerned. And it's amazing how often I will be getting calls now, much more so than ever before, you know, asking me who to deal with, where they can buy gold and silver. And of course, I usually will give them your name and hope that they're giving you a call.
A lot of them are.
All right, fine. Of course, the thing is that you've always treated people honestly and well, and so we don't get any questions. I appreciate sometimes you're helping when other people call me to complain about other dealers. That's one of the things. Why they want to call me to complain about another dealer, I don't know. But anyway, you did help me with one very unfortunate lady there who was really convinced she'd been taken advantage of, but apparently everything was on the up and up. She just didn't understand how the system works.
Well, you know, people that are getting into it for the first time, they don't trust anyone, to be quite honest, and they don't understand what's going on. And this poor lady you're talking about had gotten some numismatic gold coins from another dealer. And, of course, those coins go back 100 years, and a lot of them were wrapped in sulfur paper, so they might be tarnished a little bit, and she thought for sure they were counterfeits, and I said, I'm certain they're not, but it took about 10 phone calls. We finally got her calmed down a little bit.
All right. Well, I think that is a frightening thing for people. And I understand it. You know, people really don't know what to do. You look at your stock portfolio, and you've lost 50%, 60%. 70%, and a lot of people and this may be their pension fund, it may be their personal stock portfolio. I mean, I know my accountant, Sydney, is a very nice man, and always we consider him a friend. But, of course, he had his money invested with a personal consultant. And, of course, the personal consultant, like most people, had an ego problem. And when the market started to drop, he thought, see, this is a good time to buy more. And his ego was telling him that you want to stick here and you want to wait for the prices to come back again. The problem is that a lot of these stock prices are not going to come back within the foreseeable future. And we may be talking of 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and that's what happened during the Great Depression. The stocks, of course, many of them did not come back until the early 1950s, the one that had dropped out in 1929. That's a long time to wait.
Well, many of them didn't come back at all because they went bankrupt.
Right. And we'll be back in just a moment with Ron Brown. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course our guest is Ron Brown. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Ron, before we go on, would you like to go ahead and get your telephone number out? Tell our listeners what would happen if they got in touch with you and where they can get the information.
Okay. My telephone number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561. And if people just call me, I'll put together a package of information I'll be glad to send to them free of charge. And if you have any questions, sometimes I consider myself more of a teacher than a salesman, because most people that call me are getting into gold and silver for the first time, and it just takes an awful lot of education to get them to understand the monetary system, how it works. And once they do, it's so simple to understand what you need to do to protect yourself. But it just takes a while to teach those old dogs new tricks. You know, I remember when I first learned about gold and silver, someone told me about it, I tried to defend my turf, because I'm sitting there with my MBA and all this Keynesian knowledge, and I thought I knew it all, and I would try to defend my turf. But when I finally saw the light, it's so simple. You wonder how people don't see the truth a lot more, because it's so simple to see the fraud that's being fostered on the American people.
Well, I'll tell you what, our ego gets in the way. I'll never forget when I first got started in this. And, you know, because I was a dedicated socialist. I'd been trained in socialism. I believed in evolution. I believed in all the things I'd learned in college. It took a long while for me to unlearn all the things I'd learned. And I'd learned them very well. I was a very, very good student. And suddenly to realize that all of this knowledge I had was not true. And it took a long time, a lot of searching. I wish I'd had a radio program I could listen to at that time that would help to clarify the situation. This is what we, or why we do what we do, so that we can save people the agony that I had to go through, realizing that so much of what I'd learned in college just wasn't so. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there and you got a question for Ron, because he's right on the front lines of this battle and been there for a long time and has sometimes a little different slant on what's going on. Ron, what do you think about the people who are holding bonds? Now, we're told bonds are really, that's where the conservative investor goes. He puts his money in bonds because, of course, it's not, you know, not as speculative as the stock market, but, of course, it gives you a steady income. You're going to get the interest on those bonds, and then eventually, of course, they're going to be redeemed. And what about people who are going into bonds today in an effort to protect themselves from the vagrancies in the stock market?
Well, Dr. Stan, I think it's the biggest sucker play going right now. And as you know, I wrote an article about a year ago, and the title of that article was Bond Market, Inflation Vigilante or Not. And see, typically the bond market is a vigilante on inflation, in that if you're an investor in bonds that are paying, for example, 5%, once you realize inflation is destroying the value of the money at the rate of 10%, you're not going to keep investing in bonds at 5%. You're going to force interest rates higher. Of course, that's one thing the monetary authorities cannot allow in today's market, is for interest rates to spike higher, because, one, that would destroy the bond market, and it would destroy what's left of our economy. So I am convinced, for what it's worth, that there's so much manipulation going on in the markets. There's so much money being created to prop up this market and that market. I'm convinced that as the foreigners panic out of their bonds and start dumping them into the market, one of the things the Fed is probably doing, this is just my opinion, I don't have any proof of this, but I suspect that they're printing a lot of money to buy back these bonds to create the illusion that there's a demand for that paper, and to prop up the market just a little bit longer. But you can't keep it propped up artificially forever, and eventually the flight out of the bond market is going to force interest rates dramatically higher. You know, in 1979, interest rates went to like 21.5%.
And I think it's very interesting, of course, the man who was in charge of that was a man named Paul Volcker. And if you see the pictures on television of Barack Obama today going to address the public, you'll notice a very tall man, older man, looks like he's actually in his 80s, but he looks pretty good. And, you know, he's got graying hair, bald on the top, wearing a blue suit. He sort of towers over Barack, because Barack may be 6'2", but Volcker's about 6'5", a gigantic man. But he was the chairman of the Federal Reserve back in 1979. When we had runaway inflation, it was Paul Volcker at that time who drove the interest rates up to 21% or so and broke the back of the inflationary spiral. Now, at the present time, we do not have an inflationary spiral. We've got a deflationary spiral. And of course, what you do when you've got deflation is you lower the interest rates to try to get people to borrow money. The trouble is that there's not a lot of money out there to borrow. And certainly, one reason, of course, so many of our chain stores are closing down is because they can't get the funding, you know, to continue operating. They're all operating on borrowed money. And, of course, if you can't borrow money, you can't operate. And we find so many of the people, Sydney, who've been in the, you know, companies that have been in this cycle of borrowing money and paying it off, can't borrow money, and stores all across, we're talking about thousands of stores are closing down here in the state of California. It's either one in every 11 or one in every 12 workers is out of work here. And this whole system is imploding. Well, we've got is Robert calling from Spokane. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And maybe when we get back from talking with Robert, we'll tell you why there's an inverse relationship between the price of bonds and the interest rate. And I think it's important people understand that. And unless, of course, you've thought about it, once you understand it, it's very, very simple, very obvious, very straightforward. But unless somebody points it out to you, it doesn't make sense. Hi, Robert. How are you doing up there in Spokane?
I'm doing great.
Are you listening on shortwave or internet?
Internet.
Okay, go right ahead.
Hey, I got a question for your guest. But real quick, Dr. Stan, you mentioned that you interviewed Peter Schiff. Is that going to be on Radio Liberty?
Well, you can look in our archives, and we interviewed him this afternoon for the second half of the program. And he's a very articulate young man. I don't know how young he is, but I agreed with everything he said, except he doesn't think this is contrived, and I think it's so obviously contrived. But it's hard for people to believe anything could be that diabolical. I believe it can be diabolical because I recognize there's a conspiracy against everything worthwhile. There's a conspiracy against God, and the agents from the dark side are creating this problem because they think they can destroy our economy and bring in their new world order. But Peter Schiff's interview will be there. Several people call to challenge him. I like to defend my guests, so I just let them have their say, and then I did not try to get into a debate on the program as to whether this is contrived or not. Peter feels very strongly it's not. Maybe one day he'll come around to our point of view. But
they were debating him on whether it was conspiracy
right.
or not.
But as far as what he says about the economics, he's right on. I was very impressed.
Oh, yeah. I saw a thing on YouTube with him, and he's been shouting it from the rooftops for the last couple of years, and everybody's laughing at him. And everything he said has come to fruition. And it was funny to see Ben Stein and all these so-called economic experts laughing at him. Ben Stein, Merrill Lynch is at $79 a share, and he's saying it's a bargain. And it was just funny, but that's not why I called.
Okay.
I had a question for the guest.
Okay, that's Ron Brown's the guest, but go right ahead, Robert.
Okay. I have been following the metals market for about 5 years, and I am totally on board with what you guys are saying. As many people, I mean, I thought if you asked me 3 months ago if we lost 50% in the stock market and banks were going under and businesses were going under and GM and Ford were going to be going under, where do you think gold would be? I would have thought, boy, it's going to be up to $1,500 to $2,500 an ounce, and much to my surprise, it's actually gone down. So I've been looking at some alternative viewpoints, and I wanted to get your take on it, that the gold market, I looked at it broken down, two-thirds of it seems to be the market, two-thirds of it is dedicated to jewelry, another 20% maybe to electronics, and the balance might be to actually safe haven So my one of my theories I've come up with, at least for the short term, is that there's no market for it right now, and it's a hedge against inflation. Well, I think what we're seeing right now is deflation. So by definition, I think the metals, that's why the metals are going down. So what do you have to say about that?
Robert, what are your thoughts on what Robert's saying?
Okay, go back to July the 1st. Two banks, Morgan Chase being one of them, we don't know for sure who the second bank was, in the silver market had a short position. In other words, they had sold contracts short, betting it's going to go down. But they had, two banks had a short position of a little over 6,000 contracts, which is about 31 million ounces, because each contract is 5,000 ounces. 1 month later, on August the 5th, two banks, I'm certain the same two banks, had a short position not of 6,000 contracts, but of 31,800 contracts. In other words, these two banks sold in 30 days the equivalent of 15% of world production, or 140 million ounces of silver, into the market. And if you understand how the futures market works, and specifically understand that the price of gold or silver is by definition, the spot price by definition is the nearby month on the futures market. So each player in the futures market, you have a buyer pitted against a seller. For every contract, there has to be a buyer and a seller. So if you have one side of the equation that has the ability to overpower the other, then they can manipulate the price of that commodity at will. And that's all you saw, was they stepped in and just started selling, forced the price down, since most of the players in the futures market are trading on 5-to-1 or 10-to-1 leverage. Once the price starts going down, they start to get margin calls, and if they don't fill those margin calls, then they're forced to sell them out, and that just drives the price further and further down, and it just feeds on itself. On the gold market, they increase their position not fivefold, but 11-fold. So anyone that says there's not manipulation of the market just needs to look at that and say, give me one explanation of why two banks would go out and sell 140 million ounces of silver in 1 month in a market where it's short supply, it's undervalued, and we've got inflation going. So that's all they're doing, is they're manipulating the price in the futures market. But again, if you want to buy real gold or real silver, you're going to pay a pretty healthy premium. For silver, for example, you can buy silver for less than $13 an ounce. And if you wanted silver eagles, you're going to be paying closer to $15 an ounce. So you have to look past that futures price, that paper price, and realize that that's an orchestrated and manipulated price, and it doesn't reflect the reality of the market. But that's
so what I'm hearing is that the what manipulates at least the price you see on TV and in the newspaper, excuse me, is the shorts and the puts and the, you know, the calls.
It's the manipulated price of these products.
So,
but we have to understand, Robert, that we are on the edge of some very, very dramatic changes in everything. And other countries throughout the world are beginning to stockpile gold and silver because they want to protect their monetary system. We are divesting ourselves of this, and they're going to let our system go down, and we're in for real trouble. Gold and silver are the ultimate storehouses of wealth. And have you ever read Alan Greenspan's wonderful essay back in 1966, Gold and Freedom? If you've never read it, get it. You can get it on the internet. Just type in Alan Greenspan, 1966, Gold and Freedom. Read what he said at that time, and it's as true today as it was then.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows exactly what's going on, and he has set out to destroy our in my estimation, destroy our currency. And he knows, of course, the only storehouse of wealth is gold, and that's what he says in that essay. And he recently reiterated that to Congressman Ron Paul. I verified this with Ron Paul's assistant years ago, and Ron Paul told the story just a few months ago in public about going up to Alan Greenspan and saying, you wrote this essay back in 1966, Gold and Freedom. I mean, are you willing to repudiate those ideas? And Alan Greenspan looked him in the eye and said, I recently reread that article, and I wouldn't change one word of it.
I think you got it autographed, too, if I heard right.
Right. And so, but have you read the article there, Robert?
You know, I browsed through it. It was, I don't know if you've ever read his stuff, but a lot of it's difficult to follow, but I tried to.
Well, I'll tell you, but that is not written in Greenspeak, though. That is written really straight on out. Alan Greenspan readily admits that, you know, if you listen to his speeches and you think you understand them, obviously you're mistaken. He intentionally tries to confuse people. I don't think he tried to confuse them in that. Hey, we got to run. We got another caller, but God bless.
Hey,
yeah, go ahead.
Really quick, my son just wanted to say hello real quick.
All right, fine.
God bless you.
God bless.
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Hi. How are you? What's your name?
Benny.
Well, thank you so very much. I hope you keep listening all the time right along with your dad.
Okay.
Good night and God bless.
Okay. God bless you too.
Bye-bye. Well, let's go to Craig calling from San Diego. Hi, Craig. Do you have a question for our guest?
Well, hi, Dr. Stan. It's an honor to speak with you. I listen to you every night, and I wish I could get everyone I know to listen to you. I try to pass out, I make copies of the MP3s. I try to pass them out to people, and it's just tough.
Well, I think you're going to
get people's eyes open.
You're going to find out they're going to be much more prone to listen in the very near future. They really are. People are beginning to get scared. And you want to let them know the answers, and here's what it's all about. And I think for the first time, they're going to begin to listen.
Well, an interesting thing happened. We had our company annual meeting, and I was talking to the CFO, and I told him back in July, I said, because I listened to your program, I said, I moved all my money out of stocks in my 401k into the bond fund, and I have lost very little money. And where everybody else, my sister, you know, everybody else I know has lost, you know, 50-60% of their money. I've done quite well. I'm afraid, though, in the future that I don't have much maneuverability in that fund. I can't really do anything other than stocks and bonds and money market. And short of, you know, quitting my job and taking the money out, I really can't do anything.
Now, the other thing you could always borrow on that, probably, at least you can on many of them. But you certainly, one of these days, bonds are going to take a tumble, and what you want to do is get your wealth into and gold and silver stocks. Don't put it all in gold. Don't put it all in silver. Diversify.
I do have a question for Ron, if I could.
You go right ahead.
Does Ron know where Goldman Sachs stands as far as their contracts on gold in 2009?
No one knows exactly. You know, they put out something called the Position of Traders Report, and it shows you how many of the, what they call the commercials, or what their net long position and their short position is, but it won't tell you which banks are.
Well, I had a link to the TOCOM. I think it's the Tokyo Commodity
right.
Exchange, and right. I think that they're long coming up in February, and they're long from about June till the end of the year.
Yeah, I used to think gold was...
Hold that off. We'll be right back.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
To his friendship. Good night. God bless. Talk to you later.
Always a pleasure, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. I was Ron Brown. Hope you enjoyed our conversations. I always do. And Ron said, you know, it's just somebody's got their feet right on the ground, and we enjoy having him here as a guest. And then, of course, this is the time, and I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs, who believe in what we're doing, to pitch in and help us. And, of course, if you'd like to help, why, our number is 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And, of course, if you'd like, of course, a list of the health products that Barbara and I take. And we think people ought to have a good supply of them on hand. And we especially like this time of year when people are getting colds, antibiotic and vitamin D. And I'll tell you what, I started to come down to the sniffles the other day and took that. And, you know, in about 15, 20 minutes, well, I was feeling like a new man. And so I've learned, you know, there's certain things that help me anyway. And if you'd like a list of the health products, we have a catalog. We'd be glad to send it to you. If you need Berkey products, a big Berkey, Berkey Light, certainly the DVD goes into how you would actually keep yourself in place if something actually happened. It's an excellent DVD. It's called Sheltering in Place. Everybody should have one. We've got a four tape set on civilian defense. We've got a book on, goes into the background of how to build a radiation meter. Inexpensive book was actually put out by the government back in the days when they were trying to save American lives. And then, of course, if you do not have a shortwave, a good one, why, for the person who's got everything else, get them a Sanzian radio. We have a good stock of those on hand. And then, of course, we have, of course, our Miracle 2 products, which we think is an excellent soap and soap products. If you'd like to get our list of those, if you'd like to get one of our catalogs, just give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We got some new DVDs. One of them is called The Kinsey Syndrome by Chris Pinto and Pastor Joe Schimmel. A couple of hours. Excellent DVD. And then, of course, we have the Final Countdown DVDs, sets of five of them, part one and part two with Pastor Billy Crone. And we think that's a great means of begin to analyze what's going on from a spiritual point of view. And then, of course, we have the DVDs, Dead in the Water, and the video, The Loss of Liberty. They both deal with the destruction of the USS Liberty. And, of course, we think it's important to people understand why our government set out to kill our servicemen and was going to have them slaughtered. And of course, the trouble was that they wouldn't die. The ship didn't sink. And of course, that just changed the plans of President Johnson and Robert McNamara and the other evil people in Washington, D.C., who had a terrible, horrible agenda. It's all covered in these two DVDs. I should say one DVD, Dead in the Water, and the video, Loss of Liberty, and a great four-tape set, and a great syllabus. All information you need to have, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And we have a special call, the USS Liberty Special. And then, of course, we do hope that you want to get the talks were given at our last conference. They're all on CDs. They're available now. My talk, Sidney Russell Blaylock's talk, Pat Wood's talk, Joanna Michelson's talk, Michael Shaw's talk, and of course you can get them all separately or together in a special packet and a special price. And if you get my talk on the oil deception, you'll want to get the syllabus that goes with that. We have a DVD called The Energy Non-Crisis, where Lindsay Williams tells you the material that you need to know about what's really going on. And then we have Carrie the book. It's back in print now, Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. And you get the 14th set of my interviews with John Perkins, an incredible story about the way the world really runs. Not the way you're told, but the way the world really runs. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
There are many people asking questions. There are many people asking why. There are many people paying attention. There are many now who see the big lie.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Wherever you're situated on this great big beautiful blue globe floating through the void of Yah's creation, it is Wednesday, December 3rd, 2008, and yes, the numbers are growing. People all